You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was Razor Beezer there. You're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. My name is Rachel. In the studio right now, we've got a bunch of very cool people who are good friends of mine and who I've been working with from To The Front, which if you listen to BFM quite often, I'm sure To The Front is not new to you. Formerly known as Girls Rock Camp, we're kind of expanding a little bit and moving beyond our 1 week programming, which we have during the school holidays, and moving into some more sort of year-round workshops for young people who've come through the program and are now a bit too old to go to camp, but still wanting to do some cool music stuff. And I've got some of those people in the studio this morning. Sienna, CK, Ava and Lucas. Kia ora, how are you all?
Kia ora. We're doing good, I think.
Yeah.
Doing good
this morning.
We made it and we're not late. I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. Yeah, it's very awesome to have you guys up here this morning because we've been working together to put on a gig. Well, I say we've been working together, but really you guys have been doing all the hard work here, putting on an awesome all-ages show at Big Fan. Tell us a wee bit about it, CK. I'm gonna pass the mic to you first here. What's been going on?
So we've been having multiple workshops so far. It was originally meant to be 3 in-person workshops, but as we all know, there's been quite a lot of disturbance going on recently.
There has?
So we've had to convert the workshops to being online, but we've had a few Zoom calls, throwback to lockdown, and we've been going over the details of planning the gig and sourcing artists, and we've got a really sick lineup planned.
It's pretty exciting. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about who's on the lineup?
So, as we've got 5 acts. The first one is Devious and Cheeky, which we'll be doing some groovy lobby music outside as everyone gets there. They'll be awesome. And then line up to be confirmed, but we've got Hitty, a Māori New Zealand artist, who'll be playing some jazz neo-soul stuff, as well with Spider Town Baby, with similar sort of music. And then we've got The Ruse, which Lucas is band in studio.
Do you want to tell us about The Ruse, Lucas? What's The Ruse vibe like?
Okay, so we describe ourselves as indie rock, but 5 people are in separate rooms and they aren't communicating. It's like indie rock, but it's like, it's surf rock. It's just plain indie. There's punk influence, apparently. Some guy told us that once. We were like, okay, we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll put it in our bio.
Yeah, we're all a bunch of, we're 5 high schoolers and we all just got together and made music.
Fantastic. And who else is playing, CK?
And we've got rising local stars, Co-Star Cade.
Ooh.
Who, Bella's also been in a bit of the workshops and we've been sorting all that out.
It's been a very cool process seeing you guys put this gig together. For all of you, I think it's the first time you've ever put on a show, and probably not a lot of all ages shows that have been sort of happening out there for a wee while as well. Sienna, how have you found the process? Have you been enjoying yourself?
I have definitely been enjoying myself and learning a lot. I really want to apply all this stuff soon, for sure.
Is it something that you have always been keen on, making music and being involved in a music scene?
Well, yeah, I played percussion in my primary school band. I had a great pair of bongos. It was lots of fun. And I started playing guitar when I was in year 8, and I kind of just taught myself from there. It was fun.
Nice. So, yeah. That's very cool. Yeah. How about you, Ava? You've been around Girls Rock To The Front for a wee while. What's interesting to you about putting on a show or putting on a gig together?
This is actually my first year being involved with like Girls Rock and To The Front, so it's been really cool meeting everyone, making connections, and yeah, just having a great time and building skills that I know that I'm going to use later in life.
What kind of way are you hoping you might use them? Is music something you want to sort of do in your life, or is it a hobby that you just love and you want to kind of get more into that community?
Admittedly, I never really saw music as a career path, but being involved in To The Front has made me realize that there's so many other pathways than to just making music and becoming an artist. So music is very much a passion and I enjoy making it. I enjoy helping other people make it. But yeah, it's really great seeing all the different jobs that I could potentially have, such as being an epic radio host.
We need more people coming up the stairs here and doing a bit of that. Lucas as well, you're obviously in a band called The Ruse. You've also been doing stuff at Girls Rock for a few years. And for anyone who has tuned in and is wondering what Girls Rock To The Front is, it's an awesome school holiday program that supports takatāpui, genderqueer, young women and trans kids into music pathways as well. And it feels like you've done it for a long time, Lucas. I've seen you at many a camp and now it's awesome to see you out there with your band playing shows. What are some things that you've really enjoyed about starting to gig with your band?
Yeah, I've been doing camp since it started, which I'm not actually sure how many years ago that was, because it was a hot while.
About 6 years ago, I think.
6 years?
Yeah, five years ago, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
6 was going to be crazy. No, it's really fun, like, finally getting a band that really gels together and we mesh together and we can write songs in, like, 2 hours, which was crazy. And it's really fun getting to perform music, which I love, with people, which I love, you know, and get that crowd approval, in quote marks. And just see people enjoying music that I've created, you know?
Totally. And it's really nice. We've been working with Big Fan on this show, which has been very cool. It's great to have an all-ages space open up that's going to be, you know, a space that people under the age of 18 can use, as well as people over that age too. Tell us a wee bit about why an all-ages space is important to you, CK.
Well, I think that one of the most like important parts of being a young person in music is being able to see live music. And as someone who's been to so many gigs throughout like childhood and stuff, there's something so special about being at a gig where you know that you can enjoy the music the same way other people will, and there's no worries about safety or anything, and you don't feel like, so often when you see an R18 gig, it's like, oh bummer, that's like,
yeah,
you really like, it's so sad that just because we're 16, 17, we can't go to the gigs that you've wanted to see your whole lives.
Totally.
And also just having that space. I mean, I live close to Big Fan. It's like, I've already been there twice and it's such an awesome space. It used to be a Crave Cafe, and it's like, it totally works as a venue. And something about having a small all ages venue is so welcoming to just, you just don't, there's no pressure. You can just go, oh, there's such a cool gig I can go to. And like, I just think all ages venues are so special.
Yeah, totally. And the lineup you guys have curated is awesome. As we mentioned, Coast Arcade is your headliner, fantastic up-and-coming indie surf rock show, and a bunch of bands that, as we heard from before, are all doing really awesome things. And maybe this is their first gig or one of their first gigs out there. What was important to you guys about booking your friends and booking yourselves on a lineup as well? So, you know, what was important about that for you?
Well, I think it's good to just, like, support your mates, really, like have like a circle of people that you can be like, hey, you want to play this show, hey, you want to work with me on this, like, it's great to have that and build those connections as well. And I'm one half of Devious and Cheeky, so this is our first gig. We named ourselves like 3 days ago. I'm like, what do you want to be called? And
are you the Devious or the Cheeky?
I am Cheeky.
Nice.
Yeah,
shout outs to Devious.
Yeah,
hopefully listening at home.
Yeah, come on, Eleanor. But yeah,
remind us once again of the lineup, CK, and when and where people can come along and support this awesome gig.
So come down to Big Fan in Morningside. Doors will be at 7:30. We have The Ruse, Hiddy, Devious and Cheeky, Spidertown Baby, and Coast Arcade.
4th of March.
4th of March.
And it's free.
It's totally free. That's the best part about it.
Tell your mates.
Well, the best part about it is the music, but it's free.
Free music we do love to see. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We're going to listen to a Coast Arcade track now. This is Tattoo.
Woo!
She puts her makeup on, dances like she's 21. Backseat lovers wishing they were young. I wish I could tattoo her. Or separating from my mind. And if I could light a match for all the time she said goodbye. The look in your eyes tells me it's okay to think about you in this way. And I can only hope that you feel the same. There's a tension between us. Does it go both ways? Wake up and see, won't you? Wake up with me. Body permanently.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.